Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is actually one of the most important shows of all, and it's really about how sound creates peace, and peace is the whole deal, right? So we're going to go through all the different ways that sound creates peace and talk about it in detail and share some many examples, right? Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. We just had our open house last week, but we've got another one coming up August 25th. It's from 1 to 5. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll be doing a lot of meditations with sound and putting people on the sound table and sound lounge and vest. And it's a great time. You'll be blessed out by the time you leave. And then we also have our online sound treatment center where we've got one-on-one treatments with professional sound healers and with the best quality sound ever, way better than Zoom, with really good miking. And it just sounds like CD quality. It's so you can find that at soundtreatmentcenter.com. Also, if you wanted to be a sound practitioner, you can get free training on how to do miking and everything. Just click on the part where it says sign up as a practitioner instead of getting a treatment. And then we've got our online classes starting, July 11th is the next start time, which is just next Thursday. And then, it works really well online. It's all about how sound works at all the different levels, but we also teach many skills on how to be a sound practitioner, do sound baths, and even do workshops and, heal yourself and heal others and get high, get really high, right, with sound or really peaceful and still. We also have our next program starts September 3rd at the Institute. And that's 3.5 months here in Sausalito and 6 months online. And it's Monday and Wednesday nights in person. And then you can get a discount if you pay in full by July 15th for that one as well. We also have our recording certificate starting September 10th, completely different than sound healing. I wrote the number one selling books, not only in sound healing, but also in audio recording and producing. And I use a whole visual system to show different structures of mixes. That starts September 10th. It's all about recording, mixing, and producing. And then we got our voice analysis software that we sell. The next training for that is July 28th. If you purchase it by July 20th, you can join the class. Or you can just call and get a treatment. You can actually book the treatment at voiceanalysisharmony.com just to check it out. Or that's where we have the whole software as well. And then we have a brainwave software where we can find your home note. You can get a treatment there as well at yourhomenote.com. And then we've got the system that we sell that where you play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still. And then you can give out CDs, downloads, and Delta for sleep, Theta for creativity, Alpha for learning and sports, Beta for overcoming ADHD, and Gamma for blissing out, all tuned precisely to the person's brain, which makes it way more effective. Right. So we also have our Medical Sound Association you can check out with over 1,000 doctors now that has treatment plans for a wide range of issues. And we also have a advanced certificate program coming up in the end of September. And you can find all of the info on the classes at Globe Institute, globesoundhealinginstitute.com, or just go to soundhealingcenter.com and you can click here and go to website. Or you can go to the store where we've got over 400 different products. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls. We've got tuning forks. We've got over 100 CD downloads, our physical CDs if you want. We have books and videos. We also have our Sound Lounge Center, which is a full range of vibroacoustics products, including sound pillows, sound loungers, sound dolphins. We also have a vest now that is really powerful. It's not very expensive at all, and a little strap that you can strap on any part of the body where there's any pain. And then we've got also sound tables and sound. Dots go there. There, sound tables and sound dolphins as well. Yeah. So you can find that at soundloungecenter.com. We also have our sound treatment center, where we do the voice analysis and brainwave assessment, but we also have treatments at the institute we offer. And then we have the Sound Healing Research Foundation, where you can find the Medical Sound Association with all the details of treatment plans with over 1,000 doctors. And we also have our Sound Education Association, where we've got over 500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we're creating a whole plan or whole curriculum that we'll be disseminating throughout the world. So you can find that at soundeducationassociation.com. Okay. That's what we have going on right now. So let's look at peace. You know, peace is really the whole deal when it comes to sound. When you're at peace, your immune system works better. All organs go into alignment. You're much more creative because that's where, when you're at peace, it's where creativity often happens. And it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. But peace, there's nothing better for physical health than peace. There's nothing better for emotional health than peace. There's nothing better for mental health, which is even focus, than peace. And spiritual health is really all, it's all about peace. I mean, gratitude, compassion, love, joy, they're all about peace. And when you're one with the universe and connected to source, it's more peaceful than anything there is. Now, sometimes you need activation, and sometimes you even need energy and activation to break up things to be able to get back to peace. We're not going to be talking about that today. We're just going to be talking about peace itself. In the Medical Sound Association, we've got a full range of treatment plans for a full range of issues. Let me show you here. Oops. MedicalSoundAssociation.com. And what I've put down here is that every issue can benefit from peace. So we've got treatment plans in detail for grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, thyroid, traumatic brain injuries, heart conditions, blood clots. It's all, peace is good for every single one of these issues because peace is good for your health. Right. So I want to go through how to create peace with sound because this is really the main thing that sound does. It's really the basis of all sound healing. And it works at so many different levels, whether we're at the frequency level, sound level, timbre level, musical interval level, music level, or even energy level. And with different instruments and different techniques. So let's go through how sound does it. First, at the frequency level. A pure frequency is a stable, consistent vibration. And it's not going like fear, or anger, or stress, or even pain. It's a stable, consistent vibration like this. Oops, let me put on my original sound. That creates peace. What I've learned is peace is a frequency humming consistently. Anybody can feel the difference between and right? It's really peaceful. Now you can play, basically you can play any tuning fork, which is a stable, consistent, pure frequency, and it will generally almost always be good because it's peaceful, it's stable. But then we can get very specific to the frequencies of different parts of the body and play that frequency to that part of the body to make it peaceful and make it healthy. Because when you vibrate something into its natural, healthy frequency, it becomes healthy, right? So that's creating peace within the cells, within the part of that part of the body, right? Or you can use frequencies for the overall system. And we'll get into that in more detail in a minute, but it's mostly finding the frequency of your metabolism or of your brainwave rate or of any rhythm within your body for any part of the system or any whole system in the body. So then you're getting it back to its natural, stable, consistent frequency. But then there's stable, consistent sounds. Sounds are simply a bunch of frequencies. They're made up of a bunch of frequencies normally called harmonics, right? So a consistent, stable sound is the any of the vowels. And any of the sounds we use for sound healing are stable, consistent, whether we're talking crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, any instrument that creates a drone is a stable, consistent tone. Or you can even have stable, consistent rhythms. Like a drum, that's creating a stable, consistent vibration as well, which is peace, right? Now, certain sounds are warmer than other sounds. Let me give you a couple examples. Here's a sound that's not so warm. It could be used for breaking up stuck energy or activation or creating more energy. Let me play this one. Let me find it here. There we go. This is Angelica. Oh, I'm not sharing my sound, huh? Let me stop sharing. Here we go. Okay, here we go. it's still a stable, consistent sound, right? So it's there's a component of peace to it, but it's an activating tone. So it's a little more activating, which is a little different than this sound, right? Let me play my Calm Sleep CD, which I've used the warmest sounds possible to help you go to sleep. Because when you want to go to sleep, you don't want activating sounds. You want sounds that are the warmest and most peaceful possible. So this one's made up of totally peaceful, calm sounds. Check this out. This is my song, Calm Sleep. Warm and peaceful. The low notes, low frequency sounds, and the slow tempo also creates more peace. So not too much chordal. Well, there's a lot of things about that that make it more peaceful, almost boring, because when you want to go to sleep, you don't want anything really exciting. Okay. Then we've got musical intervals that are more peaceful or activating. Let me play for you some musical intervals. Okay, so here is a musical interval, which is the musical fifth, which is very peaceful. It's one of the most peaceful musical intervals there is. It's one of the sweetest. An octave is quite peaceful as well, whereas a minor second is one of the least peaceful. So different musical intervals can create more peace. Now again, it doesn't mean that these ones that are dissonant are bad. It means they could be really good for breaking up stuck energy. But we're just talking about peace right now. Very harmonious interval, the musical fifth. The fourth is not bad either. Kind of uplifting still. Even the third is not bad. In fact, that interval is the one that kids most naturally make. Hi, hi, hi. It's the most common intervals that kids and even animals often make as well. Right? The musical third. Right? So those are nice, harmonious, peaceful intervals. Right. Oh, let me share my screen again. Let's follow along here. Okay. And then we've got musical flow. Musical flow is a little tricky to explain, but it's really about change over time that doesn't have big jumps or big changes. It's changes step by step, right? The best example of smooth musical flow is really the Fibonacci curve. The Fibonacci curve is 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 3 plus 5 equals 8, 8 plus 5 equals 13, 13 plus 8 equals 21. So it's the previous number plus the current number equals the future number. There's nothing more consistent flow than that. And that's the way God builds everything. It's scientifically proven, in fact. That's the way the body is built, exactly based on the golden mean, which is the more detailed aspect of the Fibonacci curve. The Fibonacci curve is nature's way of doing the golden mean. It's also the way anything grows in the universe is based on the Fibonacci and golden mean, where really smooth flow, no big jumps, right? So when you do music that builds up slowly and then breaks down slowly, it's much more effective. It ties into our nervous system, the way our nervous system works. So it's more effective. Now, there's nothing wrong with like dance music or pop music that actually, will have very sharp or quick changes. That's fun. Let's have some fun. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with fun. But if you want to do healing to be able to create that smooth flow, it's like kirtan builds up, but it gets faster and faster, and then slower, slower, and slower, and then stops, right? It's about a smooth transition of dynamic build, and I can do it just with volume. That slow, and when the slower you do it, the better. Right? So smooth flow is a huge deal. Now you can actually have concerts and sound baths and or play an instrument where you just float. You're just in a mellow space, and that's cool. But if you build up and break down slowly, it's way more effective. It's way more. It gets you to a much more peaceful place. I'll give you an example here. Here's an example of a dynamic curve, and then we'll listen to one here. Okay. So this is I do this a lot, but it's just so effective. So here's where I'm headed to a really slow breath. Now, let me do it a different way. See how much more effective that is than when I just do a slow breath at the beginning? Because you get led there. Let me play a song that also has a smooth dynamic curve that builds up and breaks down slowly. This is my song, Unconditional Love. Right? And notice how peaceful it leaves you feeling. Okay? Here's Unconditional Love. Uh-oh. I'm not sharing again. Okay, here we go. Okay, now we're ready. There's another thing that also creates peace, and that is ending on the home note of the key of the song. If you notice, that last note of that song was really peaceful because it's the home note of the key. And the definition of a home note of the key of the song is the note where you're at rest. Let me give you an example here. So here is the home note of a key of a song. Quite different than it's always good to end on the home note of the key of the song. It'll be a little more peaceful. There's another aspect, which is a slow fade. This is especially noticeable with crystal bowls. Let me play for you a slow fade. Now listen for the moment that the crystal bowl goes to complete silence. Leaves you so still. It's like you can still hear it in the room. Right. One of the best things about creating peace of all sound healing is a slow fade. The best part of sound is when it ends. Let me give you another example. Here's a end of my chakra guided meditation, which is got about a 5 minute fade here. Okay, so check this out. Let me find the spot here.
Thank you.
mute myself because I've got foghorns in the background here underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. So still, huh? Peace is the whole deal. Can also be really peaceful for people to play instruments instead of just listening, because then it gets you in your body more, and you get a little movement going, and then when you finish, and it's actually you feel the vibration physically in your body, right? That can be really cool. It's also really effective to do voice work. I mean, if you can get anybody to just do toning, or just do call and response, where you do a vowel and you have them sing it back, ooh, ooh, right? And do all the different sounds there are, and get people to do extended vowels, which is toning, or chant or mantra. I mean, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. It totally creates a peace and stability, because not only do you have a stable, consistent rhythm, which entrains your brain into that brainwave state, but you also have seed syllables that have their own magic that create really detailed healing in the body and at different levels as well. And then the energy of the mantras are, there's very specific intentions behind mantras as well. So toning, chants, and mantras are incredibly effective for getting you to a place of peace and stillness. Voice healing is also really good. You could do voice healing on somebody. Sometimes you do break up stuck energy, but often it's just harmonizing with the vowels on different parts of the body. It's something we teach in detail in the class that I'm covering in my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. There's also getting frequencies physically on the body. When you put like a Tibetan bowl on the body, it's so effective. Oops. So, I mean, you can do, again, voice on the body. You could do frosted bowls. You can even place up to a 14-inch on the body. You could place alchemy bowls on the body. You have to watch that you don't fall over, though. But again, Tibetan bowls, I mean, God, they're so powerful. And to actually be physically on the body, they are incredibly effective for getting you into a place of peace and stillness, stable, consistent vibration. Also, tuning forks right on the body, they're really effective as well. But again, one of the best is the sound lounge and the sound tables and the sound vests and the sound dolphin and the sound pillow. And they're all unbelievably effective at getting the physical body back into a peaceful state. We've found it extremely effective for PTSD, for any trauma, for anxiety, for depression, for pain. It's just the best. And that's peace physically right on the body. Then you've got brainwave entrainment tuned to the person. This is probably one of the best of all. We've talked about this in detail. There's no better peaceful sound than your sound and your rhythm. When you're at peace in your system, your metabolism syncs up, which means that your heart rate and brainwave rate and breath rate all go into exact sync. In fact, they are octaves. You have to average out the heart rate because it's actually going up and down, right? But when you average it out, if you double the heart rate, you get your brainwave rate. If you half the heart rate, you get your breath rate. You go another half, you even get a deeper breath rate. So all the different parts of the body are octaves of this rate of you when you're at peace. So what we do is we play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and find your peaceful rhythm. And then we octavize that up, which means we double the rhythm until it becomes a note and tune the music to that rhythm and that note tuned to you. It's really effective. There's no better piece than that. Let me play for you a song that is really effective for getting me to a place of peace. Let's see. Actually, maybe I'll play something I haven't played very often. Okay. This one's called Fatigue. Okay. So this is about getting you to a place of even peace and awakeness. Enjoy. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to play De-Stress. De-Stress is more about peace. Okay, enjoy. Thank you. Peace is the whole deal. Hold that energy the rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.